USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States recently crossed $5 a gallon for the first time. Speaking from just outside his Delaware home, President Joe Biden confirms to reporters that he is considering a pause on the federal gas tax.
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
The Biden administration is pointing to the Russian invasion of Ukraine for the spike in oil prices, while Republicans say that Democratic policies are driving it up. A new survey out says Americans can expect a recession.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have dramatically raised their probability of a recession, now putting it at 44% in the next year. It should be noted this level is only seen on the edge of an actual recession.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Russian forces are blocking wheat and other exports from Ukrainian ports. Speaking remotely and through translation at the global policy firm, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky talks about how this could expand the refugee crisis.
Russian war against us has triggered also a global food crisis. And unless we stop this, 12 million displaced people will be just a drop in the sea.
He says Ukraine needs military and humanitarian assistance, as well as help rebuilding their infrastructure and economy. The only ticket stub of Michael Jordan's North Carolina debut, believed to be in existence, is hitting the auction block. The stub is from November 1981, when the Tar Heels played the Kansas Jayhawks at the Charlotte Stadium. Experts predict it could sell for over $10,000. Auction for the ticket stub will end on June 25th. USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Minor league basketball player Miles Copeland recently jumped into action and performed CPR when a referee passed out in the middle of the game. Copeland is also a firefighter and says he never really feels off the job.
I saw the ref collapse on the court, so I just went into firefighter mode. Basketball game just didn't matter anymore. It was about his saving his life. So I went over there and did what I could with my CPR training.
The referee is reportedly scheduled for heart surgery. He is expected to recover in time to return for the next basketball league season. An illegally leaked draft decision suggesting the Supreme Court plans to overturn Roe v. Wade has sparked protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says it's more than about abortion. It's about respect for American institutions.
I think most people can see that all of this is being driven by the anti-intellectual, crypto-socialist woke left.
He says the Biden administration is not pushing back against the intimidation of Supreme Court justices. The Lightning are looking to strike back in the Stanley Cup Finals. The 2-time defending champions host the Avalanche for Game 3 tonight in Tampa. Colorado enters with momentum on its side after crushing Tampa Bay 7-0 in Game 2 to take a 2-games-to-nothing series lead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.